Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. We're seeing that wheat, the May variety, is trading at, well, there's not a bid in the hard red winter May variety. The July, 764 and a quarter, is down 6 3/4. May wheat in Chicago, 729 3/4, down 6 1/4. July, 728 1/4, down 5 3/4. May corn, 730 1/4, down 2 1/4. July, 715, down 2 1/4. December, 567 3/4, up 3/4. May soybeans, 1426 1/4, up 6 1/2, now 6 1/4. July, 1406, up 6 3/4. November, 1263, up 2. May soybean meal, 41460, now 70, up 90. May soybean oil, 5025, up 41. April live cattle, 126.22 1/2, now 25, up 20. March feeders, 134.92 1/2, down 17 1/2. April lean hogs, 78.07 1/2, and they are up 20.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I don't know. I guess let's begin in the corn pit today, Dan. You had mentioned a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, that you thought that corn had a chance to rally out of the hole. It has indeed done that. I guess the question becomes, how much more upside potential in this commodity is there in the short term?
Well, I think in the short term, probably we're in a period of consolidation. If you look at all of your technical indicators that I kind of follow, we're at the upper end of the range after the run up in prices that we've seen. We're kind of up against some resistance points. So, you know, there's maybe room for a period of consolidation, and that might kind of go in line with next week's stocks report, a week from today, I guess. Now, I see some positive things in the moving average front that makes me friendly the corn market, at least in the old crop, because we are starting to get or we're on the verge of seeing the 50-day moving average crossover above the 100-day moving average. Some people call that a golden cross type formation. You could probably look at the price action in corn lead futures month, probably see a head and shoulders bottom formation in it. So there are some positive things in the corn market that if the fundamentals would fall in place, that you could probably get a bigger rally out of it than anybody would have thought, you know, a few months ago. So it's, you know, we're down to the wire. It's pretty much, you know, what kind of inventory do we have to finish off the last half of the marketing year? And then what kind of growing season we're going to have here for the new crop. Obviously, we're getting off to a much later start than we did a year ago, but nothing is serious. It's still March, and we can raise a lot of good corn yields planted by May 1. So there's nothing to panic on that front, but we are in a much cooler pattern at least 6 to 10 days, and 8 to 14 days, call it dry. But I did notice this morning the 30 and 90 day outlooks are more warm and wet. So there's conflicting signals on that, what kind of growing season we're going to have. But, you know, if the December 1 stocks number is to be believed, we should see a generally friendly March 1 stocks number. And the function of the market then is to get us to the end of the marketing year without running out of corn.
Do you think that when we see the trade guesses, probably Monday, we might see an average trade guess for corn like 900 million bushels?
Oh, you mean for the ending stocks?
For the ending stocks.
Well, everybody's going to be looking at March stocks on hand, and I think that's going to be probably 4.8, give or take, mm-hmm. a couple hundred million, depending upon who you talk to. I doubt if USDA will raise ending stocks unless they find some corn.
Mm-hmm.
They probably, even though they realize that maybe 6.25 may be optimistic or 6.5 to get that low, they may leave that alone. I mean, it's all going to be. They're not going to give us the supply-demand numbers next Thursday. That's going to wait till April.
Right. That's another week beyond, or 2 weeks.
The trade will quickly work their own based upon the quarterly disappearance. So it's going to be tricky, and then especially when we really don't have much early corn planted, and the prospects of getting a lot of corn planted look a little slim at the moment. The best information that I've got, we've got Louisiana, which is way down here. They're 56% planted versus maybe 35% a year ago and 21% average. So they are way above average. They're about the only places. Mississippi, I guess, is about 13% planted versus 4% average. So everybody's kind of watching Mississippi, Arkansas, Delta area to how much corn can get planted and how much of a relief valve that can be toward the end of the growing season when we're going to need a lot of cash corn.
A word on technicals for soybeans. I'm looking at the May chart at the moment, which we're still in a consolidation phase, essentially a trading range affair that dates all the way back to September of last year, sideways.
Well, and we're probably in the upper half of that trading range. It does look like the $14 area on spot soybeans seems to be a support point, and the $15 area seems to be a resistance point. So we're trading in this 14-30 area. Retracement halfway back of that range would put us in this basically 14-45-14-50 area. Technically, you can read some positive things out of that market also. The momentum indicators just basically are turning up. Soybeans have been kind of lagging the advance that we've seen in corn and wheat over the past few weeks. So it's in the early stages of trying to establish some kind of pre-planting low, if that's what you might want to call it, and then we kind of go from there. November beans, it's going to be probably a struggle to get anything going in November soybeans, but there is a potential double bottom formation. And that would at least signal that maybe there's a November rally back up into the $12.85, $13 ranges is in the works here over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well, Dave.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in your marketplace, May corn, 7:30 and a half down 2, July 7:15 down 2 and a quarter. December, 567 and 3/4, up 3/4. May soybeans, 1430 and 3/4, up 11. July, 1409 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. And November at 1264 and 3/4, up 3 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.